TSS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. Our guest today is Chuck Gallagher, an expert on business ethics and a lecturer. I'm Cassandra, and I'm from CBS Sky Radio. And before the break, we were talking about accountability, and he was explaining to us his story. So I'm going to go right back to CJ and Chuck.
Yeah, so welcome back, everyone. You know, as I was thinking about the show, I think that, and this is my own perspective is that we live in a dualistic universe. There's both good and bad. Inside of us, we have both good and bad. And who knows what's going to show up at the moment. but in the times when you have those dark thoughts and we pray to our kind of lower nature, and we make a mistake. We make a mistake. I drive in the whatever. I ask my children to tell white lies. I tell white lies. You know, whatever kind of mistake we make, we hurt someone unintentionally. Or, you know, something more serious than that. Our guest, Chuck Gallagher, ended up going to prison for essentially a Ponzi scheme. And I think that there, what I love and I wanted to hear more about, Chuck, was your story. I mean, how did you turn it around? What was your lowest low, and how did you turn it around?
Well, the lowest low for me was when the Ponzi scheme, the illusion that I created, was discovered. I was in Boise, Idaho, teaching a continuing professional education course, and when we broke for lunch, I went out and there was one of these little pink slips while you were out. Pink slip today means you're fired, but in those days it was how you got a message. We didn't have the texting and the email on the cell phone
right.
And so forth. But it said to call the office. So I called my office and one of my partners said, listen, one of the clients that you've invested some money for, well, they've had a change of circumstance and they have been burning the phone up today wanting to liquidate the investment. And I know you're out of town, but tell me where the file is and let me begin this process so that I can get him off my back. Mm. Well, CJ, the reality was God knew and I knew the truth. The truth was I had not invested that client's money. The truth was I had stolen it. And, of course, I didn't admit it on the telephone, but I remember that night once the course was over, I sat down in the hotel and cried like a baby and went to my hotel room because my flight back home was the next day, and I considered suicide. To me, that was the darkest night of the soul for me, because what in essence was taking place was all of the illusion was crashing down around me, and now this person, the persona that I had, was beginning to unravel, and soon people would know the truth that I was nothing more than a liar and a thief. Mm. But I have to say, there was also, as low as that night was, as low as that dark night of the soul was, I called, I was frantic. So I started calling psychiatrists, psychologists, proctologists. I didn't care if it had a P and it was connected with medical, I was good.
Right. So,
but I remember getting someone on the seventh call, and I have no idea to this day, I have no idea who I talked to. I don't know if it was a psychiatrist, psychologist, or the janitor.
Or a proctologist.
Or a proctologist. Although I didn't have the proctological experience, but the guy said to me, and I can hear his words in my head, and this goes back a long, long way. It's back in 1990, so you know, many, many years later. But he said to me, he says, son, you've made a terrible mistake, but you are not a mistake. And then he proceeded to say, the choices that you make tonight will create the future that you will experience in the future and the legacy that you will leave for your two sons. He said, make those choices wisely.
Mm. Mm. Wow, those were profound. You called the right person. The right time.
Well, let's put it this way. I didn't know who I was calling, but what I do know is there are no mistakes, and the person that you need to be there for you will be there if you're open to it. And certainly that night I was open, because otherwise I might not be on the call with you today.
So at the end, cause I admittedly, I coached a guy who had a very similar kind of thing. He was in one of the presidential government officials, and he was an attorney, and he just totally got stripped of everything. And it was interesting, because what he did, instead of like just taking the plunge and falling and saying, I have fallen from grace, and now I'm going to figure out what choices and decisions I make, he spent most of the time rationalizing. Well, they only did this because of Clinton. This is a whole political thing. I'm like, dude, right. You did something illegal. You know, this is not just about politics. But I don't know what that's called. Is it rationalization? It was kind of a choice. And he made a different choice than I think that you made. So when you look at people when they have to make these choices, what's the choice that you make, and what choices do you see other people making when they have the dark night of their soul?
Well, I think you really teed up a great question by the way that you introduced it, because oftentimes it's kind of like there's this path. I mean, you're going to go left or right. There's no difference. I mean, it's one way or the other. You're going to make a choice. You can either stay on what I call the whambulance and whine all day and be a victim, you know, it drives me crazy. I have people calling me all the time, and they're like, well, you know, I just got out of prison, and what do I need to do? And they're sitting there whining and trying to make it about someone else, and it's someone else's fault that they've experienced what they experienced, instead of accepting responsibility and saying, you know what, I was an active participant in whatever was taking place, so therefore I can be if I can actively participate in creating bad, I can actively participate in creating good.
Yeah.
But you got to get out of the whambulance in order to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's where, when Cassandra said accountability, that's where it all comes in, where you're like, hey, listen, I made a mistake. I made a colossal mistake, right? And now I'm going to take ownership and take responsibility for the mistakes I made, and I'll ask, what can I do to change everything, right? Which what did you do at that moment when you were headed, what accountability did you take, and what choices did you make from that point forward?
Well, when the man said to me, you made a mistake, but you are not a mistake, it clicked with me that the value I have as a spiritual being is far greater than the choice that I made, which was really dumb and stupid. Mm-hmm. So when I flew home, now I'm not going to say that everything was rosy. I mean, I flew from Boise, Idaho to Charlotte, North Carolina, hoping and praying that there was going to be some simple, easy solution.
Right. No one would have found out. Right. The guy said, no, I didn't find anything, and we're good.
There's got to be a way. Well, it didn't work out that way. But what I do know is I admitted when I got home, because I didn't really have much choice, quite frankly, there was no reason to stay on the ambulance, so to speak, and to try to figure out it's somebody else's fault. I just owned up to the fact that I was a liar and a thief. And in doing that, while it stripped me of the identity that I was so connected with, it also removed the burden of all that I had done, so that then I was open to spirit moving and creating and allowing the opportunity to create a different set of choices and experiences in my life.
Mm-hmm. And you've referenced God several times. I mean, what did you mean when you say spirit moving me, and that I was a spiritual being and it's greater than the choice that I made? What did that mean for you?
Well, here's the thing. I go back home, and number one, I believe in God. I believe in a creative being. Was it different before or after? Well, not necessarily, except I understood it differently. For example, when it says, in the Bible, you reap what you sow. Okay, I've read those words. Well, oops, now I'm getting to experience it. So I have a different understanding, a deeper understanding of, this stuff really makes sense. Mm. But the thing that was really fascinating to me is I come home and I, you know, of course, admit the truth, liar and a thief. And I was sitting there, I then had a $250,000 home. My wife and I were building a $600,000 home, and we drove very expensive automobiles. We both lived a very extravagant lifestyle based upon the community that we lived in. And I had no clue what was going to take place. And within 2 weeks, a man that I knew from church and from Rotary Club talked with me. And, of course, I lost my license as a CPA. I was fired from my job. I was disgraced in the community. But when I went to talk with him, we were sitting there chatting, and I don't even know why I was there. It was just I needed somebody to talk to, so the door opened for that to take place. And in the process of doing that, I was talking about this house that I was building that I was way mortgaged to the hilt on, and it wasn't finished. And he said to me, he said, you know, my wife and I were thinking about building a house. Let me show you our plans. And he rolls these plans out on the table. And CJ, I would say 95% of it was exactly what my wife and I were building.
Wow.
So he says to me, he says, would you allow me to take your home, the house that you're building, would you allow me to let you get out of that debt? If Gina and I take the debt over, would that be okay? Are you kidding? I'm thinking to myself, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said, and my son, he and his wife are expecting their second or third child, and they need another house, the house that you're in. Could we get it appraised and buy it for the appraised price?
Oh, my God. All right. I actually have to take a break. That is unbelievable evidence of divine providence. All right, we're going to be right back, everyone.